This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's Telenova Power on Joy Drive. It is 25 minutes to 6. Jack's from Game On, which is coming up straight after us at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes, that's right. Great to be in the studio. So on the show tonight, we're having a bit of a Pride and Sports special because Bo Newell, National Sports Program Manager, Pride and Sport, is moving on to greener pastures. So we're having a bit of a then and now because he was in the role 6.5 years, and we'll be seeing how sports changed over the years. So it also includes Ben Cork, who will be taking over the role, will be here with us. And we'll have two guests, Christina Mitsikas, Senior Manager Inclusion and Innovation at UWA Sports. We talk about starting from scratch on your LGBTQIA+ sporting journey. And then Cassie Lindsay, Inclusion, Diversity and Equity Specialist, Red Consulting and Training, was at the Geelong Cats and won Ally of the Year. So we're talking about how to be an ally. But before that...
Well, I'm going to tell you, I know something.
What's that?
Do you know? The 2025 NAB AFLW season kicks off this weekend.
You're all over it.
Collingwood is set to celebrate 10 seasons since its iconic inaugural game against Carlton with a nostalgic throwback to season one. Now, I believe, Jax, we've got some of the start of the game in 2017. Am I right?
Play it, Sam.
We welcome you along to our coverage of the inaugural AFL Women's Clash. And here come the Pies, led out by skipper Steph Kiocchi. And here come the Blues, led out by captain Lauren Arnell. She's played in 8 premierships with the Darebin Falcons here in Melbourne. This is the biggest moment of her footballing life. Welcome to AFL Women's.
Yes, that was 2017. And if you want to head along to the match on Thursday, which will be at Icon Park between Carlton and Collingwood, 7:15 p.m, also on Channel 7. But if you want to go there and if you want to sit with people from the LGBTQIA+ community and allies, you can, because our next guest is going to be there, Ina Behrens from Carlton Pride, the official LGBTQIA+ supporter group for the Carlton Football Club.
Ina,
welcome to the show.
Hi. Hey, Jack. Hey, Sam. Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, obviously passionate Carlton supporters there at the supporter group.
Yes, definitely, for sure. All diehard supporters.
Can you tell?
We just love the team.
Why is this game so iconic in the history of the AFLW?
Well, I think it goes back to, you know, the long-standing rivalry between the Carlton Football Club and the Collingwood Football Club as well. I think being able to continue that into the W teams and the W League, I think is pretty special. And for it to be the first game to have been played 10 seasons ago now, I think is just absolutely fantastic. So to be able to celebrate that and all come together, I think, is just fantastic.
So, of course, back then, the Blues powered to a 7-4-46, 1-5-11 victory. So we'll be hoping we'll be hearing the club theme song at the end of the game on Thursday. But if people wanted to head along, what does Carlton Pride have planned for the night, and where do we find you? I guess there's going to be rainbow flags everywhere.
Definitely. You'll find us with our rainbows on. Most of the time we'll be wearing our rainbow scarves. Most of us, you know, we'll bring all the paraphernalia. But the main place where you can find us is with the Carlton Shoe Squad, who've been great supporters of the Carlton Pride for a very long time. And so we'll be sitting with them, which should be very easy to find for all of those who want to come and sit with us and just enjoy the game, talk to us about what we do, but also just are looking for some, you know, friendly faces to sit next to.
What do you have planned for the night?
We'll mainly be cheering very loudly, that's for sure. So we'll all come together. We're a small supporter group, so really what our focus is to make people comfortable at games. So what the plan is just for people to come along and come sit with us and to support as loud as we can. On other games, we will mainly be working towards, you know, sometimes we do pre-game dreams and all of that gets announced on our social media, Instagram and Facebook. But for this game, we're just really focused on enjoying the first round of the season and just hopefully singing the song at the end of the night.
What are you going to do if a Collingwood supporter comes to join you?
I think everyone's welcome to come sit with us.
Such a tactful answer.
I have to say that. As long as they're there in the spirit of the game and they don't mind us chanting for the Blues, then they're more than welcome. Of course, we'd love for them to maybe we can convert them even.
Oh, you know,
win-win situation.
I very much doubt that, that's for sure. So what else is happening for the rest of the season? I think these watch parties are really popular now.
Yeah, 100%. So we will be organising. We're very much involved in all of the Pride games, as you can imagine. So for the rest of the season, what we do is we organise some viewings together with people who want to come. Most of us will be at games as well for those who want to come and sit with us. But the Pride games is really to keep your eye out for. So we'll be doing things like the first Pride round, unfortunately, is an away game, but we will be organising a viewing party where everyone will come, where we'll be having raffles and just a massive celebration of what it means to celebrate Pride, really, in football, but also just generally.
And, of course, you've got your tipping competition, which I believe is about to kick off.
Yes. Definitely. And that is a very popular one as well. We're starting it up again this year. So for people who want to join our tipping competition, do let us know. There's information available on our Instagram, which is pride_CFC. So pride_CFC.
And who are you tipping for Thursday?
For Thursday? Come well, on. I think it speaks for itself that it will be Carlton for sure, all the way.
Ina, so good to chat with you. Thank you so much for joining us today on Drive.
No problem. Thanks so much for having me.
Wonderful. That was Ina Behrens, the member of the Carlton Pride, the official LGBTQIA+ supporter group for the Carlton Football Club. And there's many supporter groups out there. So if you're interested in supporting the AFL this season and you want to get involved with the supporter group, the AFL Pride Collective, or you can actually email me and I'll let you know.
Just listen to Game On tonight,
to Game
6
On.
O'clock.
Thanks,
Jax.
Thanks very much. Okay.
This is Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.